Good day to you. I'm glad you're able to join me this week for our second look at one of the readings from last Sunday's worship. This week, our second look takes us in the book of Jeremiah, the first lesson from last Sunday's worship. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 10 was the whole reading. And maybe today I'm going to focus on verses 4 through 7 through 8. The word of the Lord came to me, that is Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations. But I said, ah, Lord God, I really do not know how to speak. I am only a child. The Lord said to me, do not say I am only a child. You must go to everyone to whom I send you and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, because I am with you, and I will rescue you, declares the Lord. Yesterday, our overall focus dealing with the agenda uncovered, what must be said rather than what is what wanted to be heard. It's not always what wants to be heard is what needs to be said. And that'd be the case for the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah, you read the whole book of Jeremiah and you read up on Old Testament history. Jeremiah lived at a time when God's people, like many times, had fallen away. They rejected the Lord over and over again. Finally, now Jeremiah would have the not so wondrous privilege of telling them some really bad news, that the temple would be destroyed and they would come and the Babylonians were coming and they would wipe them out. Jerusalem would be gone. That was news that the people would not want to hear. Who'd want to hear that? That their city is going to be destroyed, their house of worship is going to be gone, at least if you worshiped at the temple. It was a message that people did not want to hear. And yet that was what God had planned for Jeremiah from the very beginning. When he said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations. God had a plan for Jeremiah to serve as his prophet, to speak. A prophet would speak God's messages. And that's what he tells Jeremiah to do. And he says, don't say I'm only a child, but you must go to everyone I send you and say whatever I command you. Jeremiah's message would not be appreciated. It will not be wanted or liked. And yet he is to say his agenda was to speak exactly what God had for the people, the message that God had. That's what a good messenger does. A good messenger doesn't speak his own message, but the message from the one who sent him. So how does that apply to us today? We may not be prophets called by God to serve quite like that. And yet as a church, as God's people, isn't our agenda the same? To be messengers, to speak the words and the message that God would have us proclaim. And where do we find that? We find that in the Word. It won't always be liked. Many people won't like it at all. And we've seen that in our society, our world. God's Word is not always liked. It's not what people want to hear. And yet, our agenda as a church, as God's people, is to tell people what God has to say. What God says in His Word about sin, and what God says in His Word about His grace. That we are all sinful, that we sin every day, and there are things in the world that they wouldn't call sin, and yet God does. And yet, we are also called to speak of grace. To speak of God's great love for the world in Jesus, our Savior. Our agenda is clear. It is to preach and proclaim God's word, whether it's liked or not. We pray. Lord God, you have sent us into the world. You have given us a message to proclaim of sin and grace. Even though we know that message will not always be appreciated or liked, you have sent us with that agenda to share that message with our world. Help us every day to be faithful to that word in all that we say and do. Amen. May God be with you, and I will see you this coming weekend.